We pulled up right at 10 o'clock.
The line was headed towards the entrance of the Safeway where Gabrielle Giffords was with her staff.
You had a clipboard because you were still doing college applications.
I was doing college applications, and we get into line, and there were probably 15 people in line in front of us. And then I heard popping noises, and I realized there was a shooter going down the line shooting people in the head.
I tasted gunpowder, and I covered you by slamming you against the wall.
Yeah. I don't really remember much after that. I think I crouched down.
He tried to shoot your head through me.
Yeah.
But he shot me on my left arm. So I just turned around, and I thought, little man, you better be looking me in the eye if you're going to shoot me again. And what was astonishing is that he had no facial expression. It was like he was asleep. He had nothing. And then he dropped the gun from my head and shot me in the back. And I heard the Glock magazine clatter to the ground. And then, astonishingly, one man ran past me and one man almost jumped over me and tackled this young man.
The shooter was being held down. And I was fully in shock. I hadn't fully comprehended what had happened. I didn't understand that so many people had been shot. I remember seeing a lot of blood, and people from the butcher's shop came out with all of their butcher's cloths. And I remember getting some of those for you to hold against your back. They were very worried that you were going to be paralyzed.
Are people surprised that you survived this thing?
People don't really talk to me about it.
You kept saying you felt everybody treated you like a glass doll.
People were acting like they couldn't joke with me. They couldn't say anything. Like, I was so breakable. But I felt like that was the time that I was the strongest. It was right after the shooting. I was organizing who was going to bring us dinner on what day. And I was figuring out what to do with all the journalists standing outside of our house, badgering us. I think that was the first time that I felt like a grown-up. That's a hard situation to be in.
Yeah. I'm so glad we made it through.
I am too.